Blog Talk Radio.
Black. Two black girls.
Two black girls. Welcome to another edition of Two Black Girls and a Mic. I am Elise Stewart. For those that have followed the show and truly enjoyed it, thank you. I know that you did because you went on to follow the show on Twitter at Two Black Girls and also on Facebook, where we hope to be having more conversation there. And I say we, even though I'm the only black girl on the mic at this moment, the game plan is to feature other black girls on the mic with me. For those of you that first started listening to the show, you know that it is a show that I created and invited Shay Moore to participate on, and we had like a nice vibe, right? And we only met like once in the whole time that we were doing the podcast. Kind of weird, right? Technology allows you to do so much. I think we first met in 2014 down at the Neighborhood Awards in Atlanta, something hosted by or was hosted by Steve Harvey. And it was during a white party, first time meeting. And it's just strange. It shows you just how the human connection really works. Sometimes it's not all about just being in that person's face. Vibes and chemistry travels miles and miles, if you will. I believe that. And perhaps, you know, some other life, some other living, you know, spirits cross. And I'll talk on that a little bit later as well. How I see that and how I think it actually works. But anyway, since the inception of Two Black Girls and a Mic, Shay Moore and I both have become very busy, and that's a good thing, as in ching ching. So, you know, we out here trying to live just like everybody else, and therefore the podcast kind of went to the wayside, but it's always been something that I love and something that I want to continue. So it is what it is. That's why I'm on the mic right now. The goal is, and I'm just thinking, you know, it's going to be something that's developing. I'll figure it out as I go, but perhaps I'll have different guests. Perhaps you're a black girl that wants to be on the mic. Holla at me. You can find me on Twitter at Elise Stewart, also Instagram. Shoot me a message, and maybe we can talk about what it is you want to talk about. I am open to definitely highlighting others, and I always say that I've never been a person that has moved with envy in my heart. Like, sometimes people can see other people being blessed and it bothers them. They can't support them. Like, you know, you see something fabulous on someone's social media post and you're like, oh man, that's hot. Oh, they're blowing up. A lot of people liking it. Well, I ain't gonna like it. They ain't getting a check from me. And I say, don't operate that way, because what's meant for you will be there. It will come into your life, and you have to believe that and operate as such. That is how I do. I can support other people. That said, that just tells you a little bit about who I am and how I operate. Now, I just woke up, so my voice may be sounding a little special. I woke up thinking, man, you know what? You need to go ahead and hop on the mic and give a new episode of Two Black Girls in a Mic. So this is what it is. My weekend, it started out pretty good. I went down to the DPAC in Durham, North Carolina, had the opportunity to check out a comedy show for D.L. Hughley, Family and Friends, met some great people that night, and again, going back to chemistry, someone that works for D.L., she and I connected. I think she's a beautiful sister, and, you know, it is what it is. Sometimes you just meet people and you feel like, wow. You know, I feel like I've known you for all my life. So a shout out to Tracy, you know who you are. And sometimes you meet people and you're just like, I just don't like this person. And I feel like you really should go with those instincts. I don't know if it's a warning from the universe. And some people say and truly believe, and I'm not sure where I am with it, but I have looked into it. Perhaps we are living life over and over again, and maybe you don't rest until you get it right. If there is a thing such as a right life. I know if you've ever experienced a situation where there's an animal known to be loving, a dog in particular, never barks at anybody, and then someone comes around and that dog starts going crazy, don't you wonder why that happens? I recall a similar situation. I've spoke on this before on social media in the neighborhood where I grew up, the Bull City, this dog, always just quiet, just friendly dog. But this guy named James came up, and I knew a lot of James back in the day, so don't try and figure out who you are if you are listening right now, James. But the dog was just like, I do not like you. You need to go away. The dog was losing its mind. And I think we have that same energy, and sometimes like babies. Sometimes babies stare at people. Maybe they smile at them. Or maybe the baby just doesn't want to be touched by a certain person. And you think about it. What if it's a life that you're living again, and in the prior life there was a situation where you didn't get along with that person, or they wronged you, and that energy, strong energy, carried on into your next life, but perhaps you keep crossing their paths to give you a chance to work that situation out. So you know what, maybe I should retract what I said in terms of if you meet someone, you just have that feeling, you shouldn't try and vibe with them. Maybe investigate it a little bit further and then make a decision. I don't know, the choice is yours, because sometimes your instincts are just what they are. They're there to protect you from harm. Sometimes you allow people into your life that really shouldn't be there, and you think back on it, I had a feeling I shouldn't have let that person into my life, and damn it, they done stole all my money, done slept with my girlfriend, and done came here and stole my food out of the refrigerator. So go with your feelings, I'll just put it that way. Now, the podcast, you are familiar with it being about 30 minutes in length. I think what I'll do going forward is 30 minutes or less, because once you've said what you've had to say, I truly believe in pressing the stop button and allowing it to be what it is, or stopping your broadcast, okay? So with that said, in this edition of Two Black Girls and a Mic, I will feature an interview that I did with Mr. D.L. Hughley, and I'll also feature Divine Martino. She's a radio personality heard in Georgia and South Carolina at this time. She does an entertainment feature, so I'll have her just to share some information that pertains to our celebrity, some things that might have jumped off during the course of the week. I'll also tell you how you can reach her on social media if you'd like to go ahead and give her a follow, or maybe just reach out and tell her you thought she did a great job, or, you know, Divine, I didn't like what you said about, you know, whatever. Everyone is entitled to an opinion. Speaking of which, Donald Trump, too much time on Twitter, no doubt about that. But he has time to go on social media to send a message to an athlete to say, you know, you were invited. It's an honor to be invited to the White House. I think it's Steph Curry, right? But you're taking too long or whatever, so invitation rescinded. Dude, people are not excited about coming to the White House, which is just four walls, some paint, and I'm just telling you, it's just material. It's a place. I think the excitement, and most people will agree, is about meeting the person that currently holds the position of the President of the United States. And people that are saying, hey, I don't want to come to the White House to meet you, they're telling you that they don't respect you as a person, they don't respect your policies, and they question who you are. So again, chemistry from afar. I believe our energy travels great distances, and we get to experience his, you know, via social media, the television. This energy gets to travel greater distances. So I respect someone saying, I don't want to go to the White House, and them not going against what they truly believe in their heart just to say I went there, and just so that they could take a selfie in this place called the White House. I respect these athletes that are taking their stances, or in some cases, kneeling. I read a comment today on Instagram where someone is saying, you know, you're disrespecting those that serve our country, our soldiers, the men, the women, by not standing when people are doing the pledge of allegiance to the flag. I don't know where I really stand on that. This is a country where you have freedom of expression, freedom of speech. So is that not what that is? And why does everyone always have to agree with the masses? And I say that people anticipate someone agreeing with them and not seeing things differently just based on the comments that I see on different social media platforms. Some people, and they are acting like cowards, they leave messages probably writing in the dark, fingers just going in on the keypads, things that you wouldn't say to that same person if you were to cross them in real life. You're both on the same sidewalk, for fear that they will probably go upside your head. I'm just saying. So allow people to be themselves, and by God, be true to who you are. So again, I applaud these athletes and others that are taking a stance, or in some cases, a kneel for what they believe, all right? All right, so what we'll do right now is go ahead and get on a lighter note, if you will, and I will share with you an interview that I did with the one, the only, D.L. Hughley. For those that don't know it, I am a program director of a radio station. I've been in radio for a number of years now. I'm trying to think. My first professional gig, I want to say, was the latter part of 1989-90, Raleigh, North Carolina, K97.5. And I got to tell you, the first time that I got on the radio, I had planned what I wanted to say. I'm in my car. Okay, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this. And I got there, and this cat named Wink Moody, he was like, no, this is what you want to say right here. So I went on the radio. I was talking all this mess about I'm the new kid on the block. And let me tell you, it was a hot mess. And I later talked to my program director at the time, a guy by the name of Cy Young. And it was the night of a Janet Jackson concert, the Black Cat Tour, I believe. And that particular show was in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. He said he just turned the radio off to allow me a moment to find myself. So I appreciate him for allowing me to grow on the radio. Because when I listen back to some of my tapes, or what we call demos or air checks, I don't know how I got up on anybody's radio, and I'll just leave it at that. So, yeah, I definitely do appreciate my opportunities, and to this day, I'm still doing radio. I love most of it. You know, there's some political sides to anything. Of course, no, I don't enjoy that, but it is what it is, right? So with that said, this is an interview that I did with DL. He was doing a radio interview tour, if you will, to promote his show down in Durham, as I'm sure he does in most cities, particularly where he has his radio show featured. So this is how it went down. Take a listen. Let me go ahead and do this, patch him in on our star line. I'm calling it that today. Hey, DL, what do you want on your pizza?
What would I like on my pizza? A lot of things. What do you got? What topic do you have available?
Well, would you like it loud or regular?
I'd like to make it loud.
Hey, DL, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sweetheart.
So I want to start out just making things a little bit looser than they are. I'll ask you some quick questions, and then we'll go into what you have going on.
It'd be great.
So your favorite color?
Red.
And why is that?
It's the color of passion, the color of blood, the color of life.
All right. And do you sleep in PJs, or do you sleep in the nude?
I sleep however I get. I fall asleep. But usually, actually, I fall asleep fully dressed most of the time.
Oh, and why is that?
Well, I never get undressed until my wife and my children are home, even though they're grown, because I would hate for them to need me, and then I'm struggling to get a shoe on. I mostly sleep dressed.
And you know, DL, that makes me think about real life situations back in the day where if something were to particularly a woman, happened to a female relative, the males would go out and do some serious justice. Are you like on that page, or are you more, you know, the legal front?
No. Listen, I think I'm old school in a lot of ways, and one of them is don't put your hands on my woman and children. I think that a man only exists to provide for and to protect his woman and children. I think the only reason he's alive is that very reason. So, yeah, I'm very much, that's kind of very much my mantra.
All right. And then my last fun question, well, this whole thing will be fun, but what was the last thing that you thought about in your sleep? Like, what was your dream?
The last thing I thought about in my sleep was Halle Berry, and it got me hit in my eye.
Oh, because she got a new boo, I think.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about with my wife. She wasn't actually there.
I know that's right. Okay. All right. So, DL, you have a lot going on. Folks have told me some stuff about you. Like, for one, you're writing a book. Is that a memoir? Or you?
It's not. It's not actually my third book. It's okay. Called How to Not Get Shot and Other Tidbits White People Give, Other Advice White People Give Black People. You know, because they're always constantly inundating us with advice. So it's a very funny pop-up book. So we're doing that. It'll be my third one. And it's actually the one I'm most excited about.
All right. And take us further into the book, the pages of the book. Like, what else?
Well, they tell it. Well, it's just advice from all the things I've heard white people say when something happens to black people. Whether they can't get it, they always seem to know how best to be black, even though they never had to be in those circumstances. So it's all the advice. And then we'll go down a litany of things that are wrong with the advice. It's very, very funny. Like, don't commit crime, and make sure that you don't name your children certain things. And you know, all the things, you know, I've heard them say, and we compilated, we took a book and made it just a funny book out of it.
So I guess because only you can do your funny, you're writing this yourself, no ghostwriting going on.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Of course. Of course.
All right. All right. So, Dee, I always say that I like listening to your show, and I'm glad that we carry your programming on our station because it's obvious that you're a thinking man. I don't know your background. Did you go to college, all that good stuff? Or
No. I dropped out of school in the 10th, 11th grade. I got my GED because I thought I wanted to be a police officer. And,
oh, my.
So I got at that time you had to have a GED equivalent. So I got my GED so that I could become a police officer and get married to the woman who I'm married to now. And I got my GED, and I was accepted in the police academy for a week, and I got shin splints and left. And luckily for me, I did. I would have been a horrible police officer.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. Something else, a documentary. Speak on that in terms of the comedy. What's happening with that? When can we expect it and so forth?
Well, I did a documentary called Endangered where I tried to get the black man declared an endangered species and put on the endangered species list. The documentary I'm working on now is basically when I'm trying to get black men the same protection as animals that you're allowed to hunt. So, you know, like you can only bag so many. You can't kill the young. You can't kill women. You can't kill them in their home. You can't bait them. And oftentimes the protections for animals where it's legal to hunt are more stringent than the ones that where a black man gets a black woman gets killed. So it's just an ironic kind of way to look at a social paradigm that. And I think the best way to kind of make people see things is through a humorous slant. So that's the tack we're going to take on that.
I like it. And one of your good friends, Steve Harvey, and I noticed the post that you did on Instagram recently where you were like, you know, we may not always see eye to eye. We're cool. And people were like going in up under your posts, slamming Steve Harvey. I'm not going to really focus on that a whole lot. You can touch it however you want to. But I do want to talk about the fact that he reaches back to the community and works with young boys. Is that like in your future?
Well, you know, to me, what I do, I wouldn't publicize. I think that it's kind of vainglorious in my estimation. So I actually do stuff that I just don't kind of talk about. That's not what it's for.
Exactly.
But I think there's no doubt that he has done a lot, and I think there's no doubt he's a good cat. I never question his motives. I always question Trump's motives. But me and Steve will be friends. We were friends 25 years ago. We'll be friends after Trump goes to prison. So it was never about him for me.
Final question. Can I be your special guest? Because they ain't trying to give me no tickets around here.
Of course you can be my special guest. Of course. Of course you will. And you come on back and hang out with us and have a drink and talk live.
Are you serious?
I'm serious as a heart attack.
Well, D.L., thank you very much. And if you can, I have a pair of tickets. I want you to go ahead and give those away to caller number 9. Do it in any fashion that you want to do it.
All right. Caller number 9, get these tickets. Come out and see us, folks. The D.L. Hughley Show, D.L. Hughley and Friends with Jasmine Sanders. We got Jasmine Sanders. We got DJ Lucci. We got Malik S. And also both Dacons. You don't want to miss it. These are your tickets right now. See you soon.
There you have it. Needless to say, I enjoyed myself a great deal at the comedy show. Shout out to Vent Brick from Foxy 107-104 for allowing me the opportunity, he and Jasmine Saunders, to come up on the stage. And shout out my people, because Durham, North Carolina happens to be my old running grounds. That's the place where I developed as a child and got my spankings and just lived life after my mom moved us from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. So a great time in the Bull City, no doubt about that. Met some awesome people that night. Shout out to them. They know who they are, right? With that said, I do want to mention one other thing from Friday night, or that day in particular. I had packed my clothes to change on my job. So I did my radio show, and I was switching up my gear. And I don't know, the hem and the short outfit, a jumper, just came out, so it was like, oh my goodness. So I had to go find some masking tape. And if you don't know it, if your hem ever comes out of something, you put like some tape there on the inside to hold the fabric down, and then you press it with the iron. I, of course, did not have an iron. Didn't need one because it was smoking hot. So here I am traveling, trying to look cute with this tape sticking to my leg at different moments throughout the day and, of course, later on that evening. And the girl that was traveling with me, I remember saying to her, I said, clearly there is something and a reason that we are being slowed down, because our goal was to be on the road by 4:30. It was more like 5 o'clock. But sometimes you just have to slow down and look at a situation from a different angle. Maybe something else was taking place on the road, or I just didn't need to cross a certain place at a certain time. So the universe did what it needed to do, and it slowed me down. I don't know. It depends on how you want to look at it. But if you find yourself just feeling flustered and ready to go off sometimes, maybe say to yourself, maybe this happened for a reason, and I should just be thankful that this moment slowed me down or kept me from being, you know, the place that I thought I needed to be, if that makes any sense to you guys. Before I go, I do want to bring on Divine Martino. You can track her down on social media and stay in the know and up to date with her as she does provide these daily updates in both Georgia and a radio station in South Carolina. So she's out here making moves. But one thing that I did talk about during the week, I did a video posting, if you will, on my Instagram page. It's also featured on Two Black Girls and a Mic Instagram page. And for me, I was talking basic common sense, but people seem to enjoy it. At last check, I have close to 10,000 views on it, couple hundred, maybe 300 or more likes, and people have shared that video, and I'm like, but it's common sense, but it is what it is. I'll just give you a tease on what it's about, and I encourage you to go to my page at Elise Stewart. Let me know you heard me talking about it via this podcast and share your thoughts as others have. I was talking about Kevin Hart. Just briefly, I was just talking about the girl that is said to be in the sex tape with him. They had identified her as being a stripper. She has since revealed that she is not, and that she's not trying to get money out of him. I think her original attorney was asking for $420,000 for her to do a lie detector test. She is now hooked up with Lisa Bloom, and I'm just going to leave it at that. But I really made my post about relationships. And for me, if you're someone that doesn't really support or monogamy does not work for you, why marry or date someone that believes in monogamy and they anticipate it? It's a requirement for them. And then the rest of my video and my view, or the rest of my thoughts, you can check out via the video. Go to, again, Elise Stewart on Instagram, or via Two Black Girls and a Mic on Instagram. All right, Divine Martino is talking about some things that happened during the week. Let's take a listen, and I'll come back and wrap this baby up.
Yes. Hey, Elise Stewart. It's Divine Martino. I'm repping Two Black Girls and a Mic with entertainment news. And guess what? Two ex-lovers may have rekindled their flame. How about Janet and Jermaine Dupri? Sources are buzzing, and they say that they recently reunited, and not just for music-making purposes. However, they did date for a whole 8 years and parted ways back in 2009, so you never know. And guess who is representing the woman in the middle of the Kevin Hart scandal? None other than Lisa Bloom. She represents everybody that's scandalous. And congratulations to the big homie Jay-Z. I heard he was offered the opportunity to perform at the halftime show at the 2018 Super Bowl, but he said, I'll pass. And Escape has announced their Great Escape Tour. Coming along for this ride is Monica and Tamar Braxton to a city near you. And if you watch Married to Medicine, ooh, that teaser is juicy. How about Dr. Jackie's husband cheated on her, and Lisa Nicole Cloud will not be returning? How's that for some entertainment news?
And there you have it. That is going to conclude this edition of Two Black Girls and a Mic. A big shout out to Divine Martino. She's a midday host at Foxy 105 in Columbus, Georgia. She also does celebrity news, if you will, in that market, and she's also on in Florence, South Carolina on WYNN, if I'm not mistaken. Just Google her, and most importantly, go ahead and give her a follow, shout her out, and let her know that you heard her via Two Black Girls and a Mic as well. Had a great time, and again, I do extend an invitation to other black girls that may be listening, as the show is called Two Black Girls and a Mic. And if you have something that you want to talk about, folks want to hear it, and if you want to share it with me and via my platform, maybe it is something that we can work out. Note, you do not have to be a radio host to be a black girl on a mic. Just have some thoughts and views and all that good stuff that you perhaps want to share. In closing, please follow Two Black Girls and a Mic on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Show your love and your support of the show. I'll say thank you in advance. And I'm going to go ahead and go back to my day. I don't know if I mentioned it earlier, but I just got up. So I may be sounding a little different right now, but it is what it is. It's Sunday. Sundays are meant for relaxing. What do they say? Easy like Sunday morning. Yeah, that's my thing. Now, someone guess what I did or what I ate when I woke up today before I started talking to you. You're never going to guess, so let me tell you. Hash browns. leftovers from last night's dinner. I ate at IHOP. Yes, this is all twisted. And I had some beer. Yeah, because I'm living life how I want to live it. All right. All right, make it a great one, and I'll holler later. Thanks for the listen. And don't forget to share this podcast. Check like where it applies and all of that good stuff. Deuces.